It's the trends, Neil Atkinson and Josh Williams, looking back on two games, Sunderland first and then West Ham United, and talking about the two of them as a bit of a pair and then going from there. If you're watching this as a video, you'll see I've got dark glasses on. I've got dark glasses on because I had some surgery done, minor surgery done on my eyes yesterday. And obviously there's a lot of lights when you do a video and you've got to cop for that and go from there. So that's the reason why. There's no other reason. It is not some sort of attempt to turn this show into the Blues Brothers. Josh, let's talk about Sunderland. You hated it.
Yeah.
You were very, very mean about it on social media. People picked up. You weren't a happy bunny.
No, I didn't like it. You know, I really didn't like it.
Why didn't you like it?
I think the crucial thing for me is, from a manager's perspective, I didn't like the approach against the ball. I didn't like what we did with the ball either. And I wasn't particularly keen on subs. So you're not left with a great deal there.
Yeah.
Whereas other weeks, you know, we might have lost games or something, but I'll look at the intentions and think, right, well, that makes sense. That, you know, I could see what he was trying there or whatever. In this one, I felt we showed them far too much respect generally, and weren't anywhere near proactive enough for Anfield against the new promoted team, even if they are doing well. And even though we drew the game, I just come away from it, I was just shaking my head as I was leaving the ground, and I felt worse on the back of this one than some of the other ones. And you know, I don't know about you.
Do you not think he's trying to manage the moments that he finds himself in? He's conceded 7 goals at home in the previous 2 games. And he comes away from this one, and I think his view is their only chance happens when we're trying to make it 2-1. Their only half-decent chance happens when we're trying to make it 2-1. Their goals, another deflected goal from 25 yards, that arrows into the corner. Is it reasonable for him to think that against a newly promoted side at Anfield, looking at Forest, looking at PSV and going, you know what, I just like it. I just like a low incident game that I feel like we're in control of?
Yeah, a little bit. West Ham was a low events game. I actually said that on a podcast, I think, at some point. So I do think he's going towards that kind of landscape where you're almost...
I mean, for now, maybe just as a stabilisation, as a point of treading water.
Yeah, it feels a bit like he's really conscious of like jeopardy at the moment. Like he's been stung so much recently by stuff that he could even argue is out of his control a little bit. Like he's been a little bit unfortunate and stuff like that. And maybe the past 2 games he's wanted to lean into that less, lean into the variance less and make it a low events game. But I just, like you mentioned the moment there, you could argue there was a moment, you know, on the back of winning 2-0 against West Ham, you keep a clean sheet, you then come to Anfield, it's a night game. It's against a lot of lads who've never played at Anfield before. You could argue there was a moment to basically put them in a state of mind where it's like rabbits in the headlights.